Fred Film Radio from the 76th Venice International Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2019 Venice International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Hayley Gates. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And you're presenting a short film called Shako Mako, which is part of Mew Mew Women's Tale, an initiative that the Giornata degli Attori has been involved with for a few years. Well, thank you very much for joining us. And the first thing I want to ask you is kind of the obvious question, I guess. How did you get involved with this project? When did you hear about it? And what was your reaction when you were approached to make this film?
They approached me and they said, we were wondering if you'd like to do the 17th tale. And I was over the moon, but the timeline was extremely short. And I happened to be doing pre-production for a documentary that I wanted to make. And I said, okay, I have one idea. and they said, fantastic. And so I had done all this research because I wanted to make, hopefully will eventually make a film about the fake Afghan and Iraqi villages that are built on military bases in the U.S. For training purposes before our soldiers are deployed. And so I had interviewed lots of people that are hired on the base to work as actors and soldiers who had also trained on the base. And so I thought, you know, it's quite difficult to get government clearance to shoot documentaries on military bases in America. And so I thought this would be a really unique experience to explore the world, but in a narrative setting.
It's a very interesting thing to get to explore. But I mean, how did you, where does that interest come from for you?
For the last 3 years, I've been making a documentary series for Vice called States of Undress, where I travel around to maybe unlikely countries to attend their fashion weeks and then use that as an entry point to talk about politics and identity issues and women's rights, sort of underreported cultural phenomena. And so for me, I think I'm always looking at ways to talk about difficult subjects through kind of Trojan horse means, you know? So it's very easy for us to get visas to go to these places because so often journalists are going there to report about conflict or the wars, and we're coming in to talk about something totally different. So, yeah.
But it's a starting point to explore the thing.
Exactly.
And so Shako Mako comes into that as part of that whole experience, that whole world.
I like to work from interviews and real life settings. So it was fantastic to be able to write a narrative film because I had done, you know, many hours of interviews.
Tell me about that, actually, the experience of actually working on a narrative film of your own.
Yeah. Well, I studied playwriting and experimental theater at university, so I had a lot of experience in theater. And then I started working at a literary magazine called The Paris Review, and then I started making this documentary show. So I've kind of had my hand in a lot of different places, but you know, for me, it's kind of, this is sort of a strange way to explain it, but I kind of have I kind of have like an S&M like concept of it, in the sense of like when you are making a documentary, you have very little control, right? You sort of have to give yourself up to whatever you're following. And with a narrative, for me, it was a really different experience because I had total control. And, you know, I think it's creatively very interesting for me to have both experiences. But I think in this medium, I can be a little bit more cheeky or cutting, or, you know, I can make jokes that I wouldn't make probably in a documentary. You know, well, I mean, there's satire, I guess, in this film, a lot of it. So
satire can also be part of poetry. So, I mean, it is a form of expression that's, you know, very interesting. But just for the benefit of the listeners who are not familiar with the film, I mean, how would you sort of describe it?
That's a good thing to do. Sorry about that. It's the story of a young woman played by Alia Shawkat, who's a fantastic actress, who works on a military base in California that is built to look like an Iraqi village. And she works on the base playing a bread seller and takes part in military exercises so that the soldiers can go through a kind of immersive training before they're deployed. They're deployed to Iraq.
That's pretty interesting. I think, I mean, is this in a way also something that you've experienced? Does it reflect an experience that you've had? I mean, obviously completely different, but in a way sort of.
Well, it's interesting because I think, you know, the character, she really wants to be an actor, an actress. So she takes her role very seriously. And I think everybody can relate to wanting a little bit more, you know, and wanting to be seen and wanting, yeah, and wanting to, you know, have their own space to make work that they feel is meaningful.
Yeah, which is a difficult thing to do.
Especially when you're a woman.
I know. Well, do you want to say it? Do you want to say that?
No, of course. It's very difficult.
Right,
it's very
right.
difficult.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. It was a great pleasure talking with you. It's fantastic.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, and I wish you all the best.
Yeah, you as well.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.